Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 11th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 34,850 head to be offered, including 12,000 head of yearling steers, 7,200 yearling heifers, 10,000 weaned calves, and 4,300 beef dairy crosses. For more details about this offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
The cattle futures market finished anywhere from 10 to $1.10 higher in the feeder cattle and anywhere from about 50 to $1.50 lower in the live cattle. February lives are down $1.45 at 116. That was 12 cents off the lows. Yesterday we had about 75 total deliveries against the February live contract. That was quite a big number, and it went all the way from July to December. December 7th is now the oldest date, so they moved up quite a bit in the deliveries. So, you know, there's all sorts of opinions why that happens. Generally speaking, though, the trade feels like February may be overpriced, and that's incentivizing people to deliver against that contract. You skip out to April, it's 122.67, down $1.15. June's down 55 cents at 119.10. And then the feeder cattle were up $1.15 in March at 139.80. April's up 42 at 143.60. May's up 42 at 145.50. And today's AM choice cutout was $1.38 lower at 232.91. It's been inching down here the last couple of days. Select, though, up $1.97 at 222.70. Today's slaughter was 116,000. Last week it was 119,000. One thing to note is the Saturday kills are higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Well, the grain futures are just continuing to give back prices here. We're down about 20 cents overall in the corn futures. The beans are down over 40 cents in the first 3 months. November down about 26 cents. Chicago wheat finished the day 11 to 13 lower. In Kansas City, anywhere from 16 to 17 lower. That July Kansas City Chicago wheat spread is down 6 on the day, back to negative 7 or so cents after being positive early this morning and yesterday. So that's changing. Several ideas here. The general one, yesterday's USDA report, did not lower the ending stocks as much as people thought, especially for corn. Some people thought it would be maybe 300, 350 million less bushels on the ending stocks, but it was only down 50 million bushels. And so that started this wave of selling. These managed money and hedge funds are long. And so they're having to get out, and that's just tanking these markets as they come to the market to sell those long positions and unwind. You're also seeing quite a bit of action in the spreads. You know, these old crop versus new crop grain spreads moving quite a bit. Like March corn's down 22, December's only down 7. Same thing in the beans. So spreads are moving here. Currently the stock market's back up in the green, up about 20 points in the Dow.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.